Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report. Good afternoon, Coulter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our noon market report. USDA released their prospective plantings report this morning, giving us a lot to chew on. The biggest surprise, though, was for corn, where the Ag Department expects 90 million acres. That's 2 million below the average estimate and 4.6 million acres below last year. Soybean acres were estimated 2.9 million above 2023, just a little above pre-report expectations. Total wheat acres were a little less than expected, down 2.1 million at 47.5 million acres. Winter wheat acres were reported 1 million below expectations and 2.6 million below last year. Spring wheat acres, though, coming in higher at 11.3 million, that's up 100,000 from a year ago, and durum acres up 300,000 at 2 million acres. Well, this coming Monday is the comment deadline for a proposal to remove Brucella species from the biological select agents list. USDA says Brucella poses little risk to public or animal health due to modern production practices and surveillance activities. The Montana Stock Growers and the State Veterinarian's Office have been supportive of the proposal, as removal from the list would allow for increased research on improved vaccines to combat brucellosis.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Herbicide-resistant weeds are a significant challenge for farmers each year, but next year a new tool will be available to growers. Shauna Hubbard from Corteva Agriscience told me that they're excited to have Tolvera coming to the market to help producers combat weeds.
Tolvera herbicide will be labeled on wheat and barley. It will bring both broadleaf control and control of certain grasses. It also has a great profile in terms of rotation flexibility. So crops that are important to folks when we think about lentils, peas, it has a 9-month plant back to those crops.
And the Montana Department of Revenue's Land Classification Working Group met this month to evaluate current tax classifications for undeveloped land ahead of next year's legislative session. The committee is tasked with determining what land should receive ag classification for tax purposes and how land classified as non-qualified ag land should be addressed. Much of the discussion thus far has been on non-qualified ag land. That's parcels between 20 and 160 acres that are taxed at 7 times the ag rate. The committee is considering proposing the elimination of the non-qualified ag classification. The committee has also been studying the definition of ag land due to concerns with land being taken out of production for recreation or other uses.
You've made the right decision to power your herd with registered Angus bulls. Now claim your competitive edge with Angus Link programs. Last year, premiums averaged $21 per hundredweight, so enroll today in Angus Link's Angus Verified and the Genetic Merit Scorecard to get paid more on sale day. Simply call 816-383-5100. That's 816-383-5100 and ask for Angus Link.
Surging corn prices in response to the USDA reports kept the feeder market in the red today, but live cattle posting strong gains. April live cattle up a dollar at $184.60, June $1.10 better at $179.77. For the feeders, the April contract down 22 cents at $246.65, May feeders at $248.07 down 20. Doesn't look like we're going to set a new record high in the cash-fed cattle market this week. We're down about $3 to $4 with live sales $185 to $186 and dress traded $298.
The feeder market continues to trade very strong despite the weakness on the board. In Bowman, four-weight steers topped out at 417, five-weights from 324 to 359, six-weight steers 293 to 312, and one load of 750-pound steers sold for $282.75. Strong packer demand at the public auction yards pushed the way-up cow market higher. Bulk of the cows from 121 to 134 atop at 141, a handful of bulls from 132 to 138, and heiferettes 145 to 217. Indoor bull sales in Haver, Peterson Grain and Cattle sold 50 Angus bulls for an average of $62.45, up 20% from last year. And in Grass Range, Westfall Red Angus averaged $6,048 on 79 bulls and had 50 open commercial heifers at $23.27.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
USDA gave grain futures traders a lot to process with those reports this morning. The numbers were pretty favorable for corn prices with less acres in stocks than anticipated. I'd say neutral for soybeans as those figures came in right where they were expected. Wheat more mixed. Stocks numbers were bearish, but winter wheat got some bullish acreage numbers, whereas little higher spring wheat acres could be interpreted as slightly bearish. Today in the wheat futures, May KC winter wheat up 8 cents at 586, September at 591 up 6 and a quarter. Spring wheat for May down a quarter point at 650, September at 666 up 1.5. In Chicago, May soft wheat 13 and 3 quarters higher at 561, corn for May up 17 and 3 quarters at 444, and May soybeans 4.5 cents higher at 1197. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.